USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Two recounts in the presidential race have been completed in Wisconsin just days before results are certified. Officials in Dane County, Wisconsin, on Sunday released the results of an eight-day recount that gives President Donald Trump an additional 45 votes. President Trump on Fox News Sunday Morning features.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. There's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
The 78-year-old Biden twisted his ankle while playing with his dog and is being examined by an orthopedist. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on ABC's This Week talking about the coronavirus as the cases in the U.S. top 13 million with more than 265,000 deaths.
We have to be careful now because there almost certainly is going to be an uptick.
Fauci says he does not expect that restrictions will be eased at all before Christmas. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man behind the mask of Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy, Dave Prowse, has died at 85. The British weightlifting champion turned actor played one of the greatest villains of all time. The character, of course, was voiced by James Earl Jones. Prowse's agent said Sunday that he died after a short illness. Also this weekend, we're remembering the 106th mayor of New York City.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is paying homage to the first black mayor of New York City. At a celebration of life, de Blasio saying former Mayor David Dinkins made the city a safer place.
He said it's not just our traditional notion of public safety. It's about kids. It's about families. He said if we're going to be safer, there have to be after-school programs. There has to be. He created the Beacon programs.
Dinkins died earlier this month at the age of 93. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Browns remain in the AFC playoff fight with a 27-25 victory over Jacksonville today. The Bills beat the Chargers 27-17, Titans over the Colts 45-26. The Vikings held on to beat Carolina 28-27. Giants caged the Bengals 19-17. The Patriots over the Cardinals 20-17. It was the Dolphins flying over the Jets 20-3. And the Falcons took it to the Raiders 43-6. The NFL has closed all team facilities on Monday and Tuesday to try and stop the spread of COVID-19 among its teams. A historic chapter in college football history was written on Saturday. Here's Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
The Vanderbilt Commodores may have gotten shut out 41-0 by Missouri on Saturday, but there was a history of another kind made on the field. Sarah Fuller, a senior goalkeeper for Vanderbilt's soccer team, kicked the opening kickoff of the second half, making her the first woman to play in a major conference college football game. After the game, Fuller told the SEC Network the emotions she was feeling on the field.
Honestly, it's just so exciting, and the fact that I can represent, like, the little girls out there who've wanted to do this or, you know, thought about playing football or any sport, really, and it encourages them to be able to step out and do something big like this.
Fuller was asked to join the team this week by head coach Derek Mason after a number of kicking specialists had to be quarantined because of coronavirus tests.
Following the game, Vanderbilt fired Coach Mason after losing the first 8 games of his 7th season. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.